Hello everyone. Today I have a very special guest with me on my channel. His name is Yan Lo. In fact, he's my former colleague. We used to work together in the investment sales or collective sales consultancy, I think about 20 years ago. So today I really have the honor of inviting Yan Lo. He's the currently the managing director of this company called Quinvest Chambers. He has close to 20 years of sales experience doing collective sale. He has also successfully concluded a few on-block projects, mainly Gulag Garden in Toh Tak, as well as in Momentum Park and many others. So without further ado, I shall pass the mic to him for him to introduce himself further.
Thank you, Alan, for the introduction. Again, I'm Ian, the MD of Quinvest Chambers International. Some 4 years ago, me and four other real estate professionals came together with a real estate company, Chambers International, to set this up. So I myself has got valuation experience and is a licensed valuer. I've got colleagues who was previously from Urban Redevelopment Authorities, URA. I've also got colleagues who specialize in retail consultancy, leasing and asset management. So we came together to set this up. Collectively, we have done over 10 billion worth of deals, over 100 land and en bloc, lease over 10 million square feet of space.
So over here, some of my viewers are asking me this question. For 2026 itself, how do you foresee the en bloc market for 2026 and beyond?
I think this year we have seen quite a number of successful sale, such as the Center Point, and we were successful in the sale of Kawaram House to Soon Hock, an industrial leasehold en bloc, as well as the recent Loyang Valley. So pretty much we do expect some more successful collective sales to take place given the recent hype, though we do not expect to be in the same magnitude as what we have seen back in the years of 2017 to 2018.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing. Here, I would like to ask you, having been in the industry doing our own block sales for the last 20 years, can you share with us what are the key common objections that you face in a collective sale by homeowners? Why aren't they selling? Why aren't they signing the collective sale agreement?
So one candid way of putting across one is money not enough. So apportionment, I'm not getting sufficient money, right? I'm not happy with the apportionment method. I'm not happy with the sale proceeds. I'm not able to get a replacement property. I love my development so much. It's so special to me. I mean, these are some of the common objections that owners raise. But eventually along the way, we do see some owners coming on board and they do change their mind along the way, some of them.
Okay, thank you for your answer. Another question I have in mind is, should a buyer or investor buy a aging, depreciating or aging 99 years leasehold condominium to wait for the on-block potential, or should they invest in a freehold aging condominium instead? What are your thoughts on this?
My first thoughts is to address some of these pointers on what is old. Because whenever we receive on-block inquiry, they tell me their development is very old. 20 years old is old. 30 years old is also old. You know, but what we are seeing more and more is that without major changes in the master plan for the past 20-odd years, you know, so pretty much is, and most developments are built to their maximized GFA or plot ratio. So effectively, is the really older developments such as 30, 40, 50 years old type of development that may have unutilized gross plot ratio or GFA. So pretty much leasehold on-block projects seem as a whole more willing to go for on-block given the diminishing lease tenure as compared to a freehold where owners come to me and tell me, I've got a freehold. If the price is not right, I can wait.
agree. Yeah. This is something that I also face in my life over. Okay, agree. So another question I have for you, Ian, here is as an investor as well as a buyer, should I focus on a big project since, I mean, Loyang Valley recently was sold on block and was bought by Xinhai E & Partners? Should I focus on projects that are big, or should I focus on to projects that are mid-sized or even small boutique development? And what is your thoughts on this?
I think there is no straightforward answer to that. I mean, I've done some en blocs where there are more than 400 owners and we got 80% consensus within 2 weeks, right? And I've done developments where there are only 12 units and they take like more than 6 months. So I think pretty much a lot more important is that the owners must be united when they go for en bloc. And what we are noticing more recently is that homeowners are on the lookout for projects or new launches with facilities. So that's also what developers will be on the lookout for. So preferably not too small a development. Not too small a development would mean to say less than 20,000 square feet. Land, when it's too big, such as thousands of units, then an additional consideration is the gross development value, whether the developer is comfortable to sell out the projected 2,000 or 3,000 units within a limited time frame. Otherwise, they may face penalties for not selling them in time.
Okay, last question. Is it still worthwhile buying an on-block property today? And what is your thoughts on this?
I think it's quite speculative to be totally dependent on en bloc. I think you should treat it as a real estate investment. Generally speaking, with economic growth, there should be price appreciation. En bloc, unfortunately, is not your only decision or what an investor can decide. Ultimately, en bloc depends on your fellow neighbors as well, where you need at least 80% consensus. So the suggested approach is that if en bloc happens, treat it as a bonus.
Yeah, I also agree that en bloc is always a bonus. It's not a given. So whether you are an investor or buyers buying for own stay, treat your en bloc potential project as a bonus if you really go through. So that's all for this special interview. Once again, thank you for watching, and thank you, Ian, for coming on board.
Thank you.
Thank you.